When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my Father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus minces no words today in telling us that we need to simplify our lives in order to follow him, to let go of things, maybe even certain customs. The eager disciple says to Jesus, "First, let me bury my Father." Jesus replies, "Let the dead bury their dead." Shocking, isn't it? It certainly would have sounded very shocking to the people who were listening. They were devoted to the law that insisted that burying their dead should always come first above all things. People were even released from their usual obligations in order to first bury their dead. What did Jesus mean by the dead who bury their dead? Somebody who is enslaved by cultural rules or customs? Someone unconscious of his family because of an addiction? Whatever it is, he or she may just as well be dead. If we read scriptures, we can see how Jesus spotted the dead quite easily. Jesus confronted the rich young man, for example, who was imprisoned by his possessions. And he stunned the sleepy Samaritan woman out of her sexy lifestyle. Similarly, today, the news media seems to regularly confront politicians about their sexual obsessions, becoming dead to their family's needs and their own self-respect. It's easy to get comfortable, so comfortable that we become like a sleepy Cheshire cat. We may just as well be dead. What makes you comfortable? Perhaps a little too much. Why wait to be found out and embarrassed? We must wake up sooner and work at staying awake. Reading scripture regularly can start us on a new path. Scripture can be the key to recognizing what is truly alive, true life. Jesus says today, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." Make the decision today in favor of life.